The Royal Commission into Child Sexual Abuse continues to hear distressing evidence, and if you're likely to be affected, switch off for the next few minutes. The Commission has heard almost unbelievable testimony of an abuser in Salvation Army ranks who freely confessed his actions, kept contacting the parents of his victim, and was a serving officer until last year. A mother known as J.H. told the commission that Major Colin Hagger came to her house and admitted sexually abusing her daughter in 1989. The confession came about so that he could, quote, go out and save more souls, unquote. The commission's heard that Colin Hagger then left the Salvation Army Corps, but then returned a few years later and rose through the ranks of the organisation. He retains the title of Major in the Salvation Army. The Army didn't offer any support to the victim or her family, apart from a pamphlet on pornography, until February this year. No charges were ever laid against Major Colin Hagger. Sarah Dingle reports.
The witness, known as J.H., told the Royal Commission in the late 80s she, her husband and four children were active members of the Salvation Army in a central western country town. J.H. was a Salvation Army Sunday school teacher and said she had letters from then-Captain Colin Hagger thanking her for her work in activities like the 1989 Red Shield Appeal. That same year, Colin Hagger visited their property, out of uniform, dressed in very short shorts. He said he had something to tell her and her husband, but first he wanted to lead them in prayer.
After the prayer, Colin Hagger told us both that he had abused her daughter, who was 8 or 9 years old at the time. And I remember feeling frozen and numb and just sat there staring at Colin.
J.H. said her husband asked Colin Hagger exactly what he had done to their child.
Colin said something that I still recall to this day. He said, "Don't worry, it wasn't serious, I only fingered her."
According to J.H., Colin Hagger said if he felt the desire to abuse their daughter again, he would tell them so they could get their child out of the way. Colin Hagger said he was going to talk to his supervisors about the abuse and left.
As he got up to leave, Colin said casually that he was glad he had come out to speak to us and that now I can go out and save more souls.
J.H.'s husband called the Salvation Army, who arranged a meeting within a couple of days with two high-ranking officers in uniform.
I distinctly recall the officer saying, "Captain Hagger is in uniform and a soldier of the army. So I ask you, who do we believe? A man in uniform or just adherents? You are just workers of the church."
J.H. says they were given to understand by those officers, if you don't go to the police, we'll work on it from our end, which she thought meant internal discipline and also a police report. She says she trusted the organisation, and at the end of the meeting, they went into another part of the Salvation Army building. J.H. told Council Assisting Simeon Beckett, an intellectually impaired woman entered at the same time.
"And you say in your statement, as she came in, she yelled out, 'I'm a good girl, I'm a good girl. The captain was showing me how to pray with our hands up my legs and holding onto my breasts, but I'm a good girl.' Is that what happened?"
"Oh yes, sir, exactly what happened. And the only reason it sticks in my mind is that I thought, thank God, they have to believe us now."
In 1990, Captain Hagger and his wife left town, saying in a public letter they'd enjoyed their stay, but it was God's wish for their family to take a break from active service in the Salvation Army. Shortly after they left, J.H. and her family were sent a pamphlet for Salvationists on pornography, but received no other acknowledgement or support for decades. In the years that followed, J.H. had panic attacks and a nervous breakdown. She says her daughter began to scar her face and her arms. J.H. says Colin Hagger rang their house several times, at one point suggesting driving back through the town and stopping for a visit to see how their daughter was going. Colin Hagger re-entered the Salvation Army 3 years after leaving and began rising through the ranks. Until last year, he was working at a shelter for women and children, and PM has discovered he appeared on Channel 7's Sunrise program in May 2013 talking about children living in poverty. After decades of silence, JH says the Salvation Army contacted her in February this year to discuss Colin Haggar, which she found unbelievable. In March, Salvation Army Commissioner James Condon wrote to JH, finally offering support. The Salvation Army's legal representative, Kate Eastman, asked JH if she'd responded.
At this stage, have you contacted Commissioner Condon or anyone else at the Salvation Army?
Ma'am, if they let me down and my family so badly all those years, why should I let them come in to support me now?
The witness JH of the Royal Commission, ending that report by Sarah Dingle.